Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New Jersey Governor Murphy has until Tuesday to sign a bill banning flavored vaping products in the state. He likely will. But KYW's Andrew Kramer reports at least one official thinks even more needs to be done.
Freeholder Carmen Rodriguez understands e-cigarettes are meant to get people to quit smoking regular cigarettes, but
the fact that they flavored them, that to me was very wrong, because what it does is it encourages children to get into that. And then what it ends up being is, instead of helping people get off of cigarettes, what they're doing is introducing children to a nicotine addiction.
Which is the big reason why this bill was designed in the first place. Rodriguez calls the New Jersey ban a start, but to stop people from getting their flavored products in another state or maybe online,
we need to see much more control over that particular market. The state, I think, took the right direction here in New Jersey, but I think we need to have an even larger impact. This is not working for our children. This is a bad thing.
We stopped by some vape shops in South Jersey recently. The owners we talked to seem to agree any child that wants to vape with flavor will still find a way to do so. They all say they make sure nobody under 21 buys any of these products in their stores. Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.